Talk to us about this study I saw about radiation, good or bad, because there seems to be conflicting stories out there.
Well, radiation bad, but the studies that employ it are very, very good. They're non-invasive ways to see inside the human body in a miraculous way.
So what kind of studies are we talking about? What kinds of tests should we not shy away from because they are radiation-based?
Well, the thing is if you need the test, Amanda, you should get it. But if you don't need it, if it's unnecessary or inappropriate or there's some alternative means to get the diagnosis, then you should pursue that route instead. Those tests that use radiation include X-rays and CT.
So no more of this, you know, I can't get the test because it's radiation-based.
Well, if your doctor prescribes it and you determine that you really need it, then certainly it's helpful to you. For example, if you got lung cancer, that's a wonderful way to detect it through this low-dose CT screening.
Gotcha.
Which is something we've been following in the news this morning. Yeah. Also, we've been covering the story about the FDA rethinking how sugar should be labeled on foods. Do we really want to know how much sugar we're consuming
these days? I do want to know.
We probably don't want to know, but we really should.
Yeah. And people don't realize corn is used in almost everything, and they don't realize the sugars involved there. Although we love to eat good sweet corn on the cob, don't we?
We do. The problem is we're taking too much sugar in our diet. The FDA wants to notify us what percentage of the total of our total calories is comprised of the added sugar. It should be less than 10%. Currently, the average in the U.S. is about 16.
Oh.
So how would this change the labeling requirement?
Well, not only would we be told how much sugar our soft drink contains, but we would know what percentage of the total recommended intake is accounted for by that one can.
Interesting. Okay, before we let you go, can you talk a little bit about the difference between walking on a treadmill and a walk outside or a walk in nature? I saw something about that.
Amanda, both are good for your physical health. The thing about walking in the woods is it's also good for your mental health.
How so?
It helps you to relax. It's been shown in a recent study to decrease your stress hormones.
There was a great study on this done by a professor who we actually had on our outdoor show, so I love these stories, about getting away from, you know, just disconnecting from all of your electronic devices and the effects that that has on your psyche, your spirit, your mental health, your physical health. And it was something he called the third day syndrome, where you actually forget about what day of the week it is, what time of the day it is, and that's when you know you're really doing something healthy for yourself.
And the treadmill doesn't give that to you?
It doesn't. So the message to him and Amanda is to get out this Monday morning. You'll forget that it's Monday morning. Get out in the woods and walk.
And then come back. All right. It's always good to see you, Dr. Hyatt. This portion of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield, the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45 past the hour.